Good evening. My name is Bruce Suppes. My wife and I have lived at 10 Church Street in Stockton Springs for over 25 years. My home is 2.38 nautical miles from the proposed LPG project, about a half a mile from the rail tracks, and less than 250 feet from U.S. Route 1. We will most certainly share the risk posed by this project. I am an engineering graduate of the Maine Maritime Academy. I worked for 30 years as a licensed officer on deep sea ships. All but two of those years I sailed on oil tankers. My primary concern is the potential risk that this project poses to all citizens living in this region. On page 2 of the Searsport Land Use Ordinance, and on just one sentence here, it states, protection of the general welfare to assure the comfort, convenience, safety, health, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of the town of Searsport. This board is charged with protecting the safety of present and future inhabitants of Searsport, but the proposed project will affect the inhabitants of this entire region. DCP would like you to believe that there is no difference between the existing tanks at Mack Point and the proposed LPG tanking facility. I would like to quote a few lines from Title 33 of the Code of Federal Regulations. And these are the regulations that govern navigation and navigable waters of the U.S. Please note that all of Penobscot Bay falls under the jurisdiction of the Portland, Maine Captain of the Port. And this is the regulation currently in force that I'm going to quote from. From 33 CFR 165.103A, location, the following areas are safety and security zones, except as provided in paragraph A2, which is the next paragraph here, of this section. All navigable waters of the Portland, Maine, Captain of the Port Zone, as defined in 33 CFR 3.05 to 15, 1 mile ahead, 1/2 mile astern, and 1,000 yards on either side of any liquid petroleum gas vessel. 2, all waters of the Piscataqua River within a 500-yard radius of any liquefied petroleum gas vessel while it is moored at the LPG receiving facility on the Piscataqua River, Newington, New Hampshire. Obviously, that would change depending upon what the captain of the port decided was appropriate for Searsport. C, regulations. In accordance with the general regulations in 165.23 and 165.33 of this part, entry into or movement within these zones is prohibited unless previously authorized by the captain of the port, Portland, Maine. That ends the quote. In my years of working on oil tankers, the ships that I served on carried crude oil, gasoline, jet fuel, diesel fuel, and many other liquid petroleum products. Ships much like the tankers that presently call on the Port of Searsport. None, I repeat, none of those oil tankers that I sailed on were required to have safety and security zones around them. Given these facts, any sensible person would conclude that this extra security requirement clearly indicates that the U.S. government has determined that these LPG ships and their cargoes are much more dangerous than any conventional petroleum tanker. No matter how many safety systems are engineered into the proposed facility, the human factor is something that no company has total control over. Please bear in mind Mr. Casey Fury, the employee at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, that set a nuclear submarine ablaze back on March 23, 2012, causing $450 million worth of damage and placing many lives in danger if that situation had gotten out of control. That shipyard employee most certainly passed the type of background checks that DCP Midstream has referred to during their testimony here. And that employee had additional government security clearance just to be present aboard that submarine. Attached is an executive summary of the EPA-required risk management plan. Now, this is EPA-required for the equivalent C3 of Florida Inc. Tampa LPG facility. The calculated 1.69-mile hazard distance explains why that facility in Florida has a 2-mile buffer zone around it. It does not take a PhD in physics to figure out that the location of the proposed facility greatly increases potential risk to the safety of present and future inhabitants of Searsport. Please carefully consider that risk when you consider this application. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce. Do you have data for us also?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
I have 10 copies here.
Could we get copies of the materials? That would be helpful.
Copies for
There are 10 here. I can get more.